أجمل ذكريات الأغاني العربية على تسعينات FM.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hi guys, welcome back to Digital Perfection with Gannatullah on Radio 90s FM. So last episode, we talked about how social media picks and chooses what topics are allowed to be talked about. But today we're gonna talk about how to start the conversations that are usually masked or avoided on social media because they deserve to be talked about. Now, these are topics that some people may find controversial or very deep, so they avoid talking about it. For example, some people are being silenced or being muted on social media when they are talking about the monstrosities happening in Palestine. Now, if we can't acknowledge these hard conversations and the actual truth of what's happening around us, then how can we ever stop it? So this is the conversation we're talking about. We're talking about the conversations that wouldn't normally be discussed because social media is thought of a happy place. But these conversations are really important to have because how can we have so much happiness all around us when we don't fix the sadness and the devastation that's also around us? You can't say these people deserve to be happy and these people can't. That's why we're not talking about what they are going through in their lives. Now, because people are being silenced or they are choosing to turn a blind eye, innocent people are being killed or they are in the line where they are basically the victims of these monstrosities. Now, this is because the conversations are not starting. This is because people are avoiding talking about it because they want to appear that everything is okay, but it's not. No one knows the full truth, and we deserve to find out the actual truth because no matter what happens, if we don't succeed or even attempt to finding the truth, more innocent people will be thrown and they will become victims. Now, this is not just about Palestine, but it's also problems happening closer to home. Maybe you find someone that is abusing certain things or mental health problems, but substance abuse, mental health problems, and so much more are not being discussed because they are thought of taboo and too deep, too dark. But these lack of conversations are really costing people, some people, their parents, their siblings, their friends, and they don't even speak about it because they are afraid to speak up, because whenever someone speaks up, they are always silenced. Now, how long are people going to stay silent because they are afraid of these uncomfortable conversations? Everyone has to go through conversations. You can't think of one time you have had a problem in your life that you didn't resolve without an uncomfortable conversation, because everything needs to be fixed. Maybe you just need to have this uncomfortable conversation because you need to find out the truth, or you want to actually find the solutions. Either way, you have to go through these conversations to actually know what is going on. Now, for example, in African American families, they teach their children how to react when the police talk to them or they suspect them because of their color? Why is it that the victim has to learn how to speak up when they're doing nothing wrong, but the people who are treating them horribly are going off without any scratch happening, without any consequences, but it's always the victims that are getting blamed? It's seen in different places around the globe, not necessarily the Middle East or America. Everywhere, oppression is still around, no matter how many people say we changed. It's always there. People have not, or not all people have evolved. There is still discrimination, there is still oppression, because these things are deep-rooted into our systems. Now, we have to know that some people are very they're discriminating everyone or certain people, but at least we have to find out the truth of what is happening. And rather than just turning a blind eye and saying, no, this is not happening, or not believing anything, we have to try and figure out what is actually going on. Because you can't expect the victims to actually tell their families, act like this so this doesn't hurt you. What about the small children that are learning that maybe they're the problem? They're not the problem. It's the system. It's what people think just because they look a certain way. But we're gonna talk about this after the small break. This is All For Us by Labyrinth and Zendaya.
So we're talking about the conversation.
Now, the conversation is not just revealing the truth. The conversation is more also, it's also about finding a solution to avoid the hard consequences that fall upon us. Now, yes, you find the truth, but with the truth, what are you gonna do about it? You're gonna see that this is happening. Now let's find a solution to help people. Because why are we saying, yes, this is happening, but we're not part of a solution? Social media is always trying to restrict us from showing what is actually happening. But it's better to actually try and go against social media and find out the truth, because people are just looking and just forgetting the headlines after 1 minute. These awkward conversations, when you find the truth, are so important because you're seeing what social media is feeding us against what is actually happening. So you're seeing two parts of the story that people want you to see, and the hard evidence, the hard truth of what is actually happening. Now, humanity has no chance of sustaining and evolving if, in the end, friend turns against friend, if family turns against family, or even if we are just reluctant to finding the truth. We have to come together to actually find out what is going on. We owe it to ourselves, but we also owe it to so many other people. How are we saying that we are evolving if each person is evolving on their own? Now, these things that you're seeing in the news, they may not affect you directly, but they do affect everyone. How do you feel when you see the fact, the new fact, that Palestinian children now walk around with letters in their pockets because they're afraid to die when they leave their houses? How do you feel when an innocent African-American person is walking down the street and someone discriminates them or tells them they're doing something criminal, like criminal acts, just because of their color, the color of their skin? How do you feel when you are personally stopped by airport security because you're merely a Muslim or because you're race? How do you feel when these things are happening to you or you're seeing it on the news, firsthand, anywhere? These make you question humanity, because we are humans and we say we're all in this together. Then why is this happening? Why are you seeing monstrosities and monstrosities and devastation happening all around us? We are not coming together as a community. We're rather just going away in our separate groups because each group is discriminating the other. Why are these people sitting all the way over there? Why do these people say they only belong together? This is because no one is trying to actually help one another. Now, just because you don't see this firsthand doesn't make it any less true. You see the news and you know that this is happening. It may not happen in your own backyard. It may not happen in your neighborhood or even your country or continent, but it is happening. It is the truth. It is what is happening because we are not evolving. We're separating. We are seriously separating and going off into our own small communities. Now, these problems should be serious to everyone. Whether it happens to you or not, it is our job to speak up and say, this is the truth, or even help people that can't speak up because they are being silenced. We are actually going to be stronger together instead of everyone for themselves. We are better when we are united, because if you see these problems happening every single day and you're not talking about it, you're just part of the problem, because you're allowing the people who are doing this to do it even more. Because when they see you just turning a blind eye, they'll say, okay, no one cares, let's keep doing this. But if someone actually pays attention and holds them accountable for what they are doing, they will learn, they will actually evolve like the rest of the people. Now, one person can change the world. It's our job to actually come together and help people. You have to start the conversation to see the change that you want and everyone deserves. because you will say, yes, I want the world to change. I want the system to change. I want society to change. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. Okay, then how is it going to change? How are you going to find the change that you really need? How are you going to find your happiness? And so is everyone. You can't if you're alone in everything. You have to learn that you can't do some stuff by yourself. Sometimes you have to actually ask for help. Sometimes it's okay to ask for help because you're helping someone and they are helping you too. You guys are coming together to create a safe space, a safe community, and actually show people what is going on, because you're not speaking up for the person, the victim, that is only going through this. You're speaking to everyone involved, everyone in the whole world. You're telling them, this is what's happening to this person. This is what's happening in this place. Now we have to put our attention to this place. You can't see a news outlet or a news headline and then you say, oh, this is sad, and then turn your head around and just forget about it the next minute. No, you have to see what is going on. And then you have to see, well, what can we do about it? Why isn't everyone talking about it? You have to start talking about it if you really want to change, if you really want to see the change. But we're going to talk about coming together more after this break. Now, this is If We Have Each Other by Alec Benjamin.
She was 19 with a baby on the way on the east side of the city. She was working every day, cleaning dishes in the evening. She could barely stay awake. She was clinging to the feeling that her luck was gonna change. And cross town, she would take the bus at night to a one-bedroom apartment. And when she turned on the light, she would sit down at the table, tell herself that it's alright. She was waiting on the day she hoped a baby would arrive. She'd never be alone, have someone to hold. And when nights were cold, she'd say, the world's not perfect, but it's not that bad. If we got each other and that's all we have, I will be your mother and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. When the world's not perfect, when the world's not kind, if we have each other, then we'll both be fine. I will be your mother and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. They were 90 and were living out the days on the west side of the city, next to where they got engaged. They had pictures on the walls of all the memories that they made. And though life is never easy, they were thankful that they stayed with each other. And though sometimes were hard, even when she made him angry, he would never break her heart. No, they didn't have the money to afford a fancy car, but they never had to travel cause they'd never be apart. Even at the end, their love was stronger than the day that they first met. They'd say, the world's not perfect, but it's not that bad. If we got each other and that's all we have, I will be your lover and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. When the world's not perfect, when the world's not kind, if we have each other, then we'll both be fine. I will be your lover and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. I'm 23 and my folks are getting old. I know they don't have forever and I'm scared to be alone. So I'm thankful for my sister, even though sometimes we fight. When high school wasn't easy, she's the reason I survived. I know she never leave me and I hate to see her cry. So I wrote this verse to tell her that I'm always by her side. I wrote this verse to tell her that I'm always by her side. I wrote this verse to tell her that the world's not perfect, but it's not that bad. If we got each other and that's all we have, I will be your brother and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you. When the world's not perfect, when the world's not kind, if we have each other, then we'll both be fine. I will be your brother and I'll hold your hand. You should know I'll be there for you.
And we're back. So being together is very important if you want to actually see the truth or find a solution, but you have to start as a united front. Now, there is no doubt that starting the conversations are difficult, but they are a necessity, because how are you going to change what is going on if you don't talk about it? So the lack of conversation is resulting in the youth witnessing all of these harsh acts and being forced to grow up quicker, simply because they are faced with life or death situations. Whether it's being in a dangerous country because of what's going around them, or if they are forced to be grow up because they look a certain way and they will be judged and they will be discriminated and they will hear some very tough words. The new generations are basically being stripped of their childhood because they are the collateral damage when it comes to all of these monstrosities. Now, they are forced to grow up because when all of this happens, this is surrounded by adults, but children are also with the adults. So in the end, the younger generation are always ruined because they see all of this happening and they are influenced by the actions of the people or older than them. And they are always wondering, why is this happening to them? And they don't understand what is going on. They don't understand that they are collateral damage. They don't understand that this is not their fault. So they are brought up in these harsh conditions and they never know how to get out of this trauma. Now, this basically makes more problems growing and growing in the future. Now, the same thing might happen again because these children are seeing that this problem, it's normal. It should happen. This is the norm in society. This is what everyone witnesses or goes through, but it's not. But they think it is because they are influenced by what is happening around them. Whether they're seeing it on the news or they see it firsthand from the people around them, their family, their friends, they are influenced all by each other. So they have to grow up if they ever grow up against these kind of things, because they are the front line of fire. But it's not only for the youth that we have to start this conversation, it's for everyone affected or not. We owe it to each other to talk about it and unearth the truth. Now, this is for all the victims who see this happening to them every single day. They cannot catch a break. They cannot step out of their house and wondering, what if I don't come back? What if something happens? It's something that we owe it to them because we want the world to be a safer place. How can you bring a person into this world and say, I'm gonna make the world a better place for you, but you see everything happening and you're just saying, well, no, I don't believe it. No, you have to believe it and you have to start the conversation if you want a better world for you, for someone close to you, anything. Now, these victims are suffering from the acts of others. They didn't choose to be in the line of fire. They are the collateral damage because someone chose to do this to them. Now, they deserve to have a community that is surrounding them and that's helping them, because if they can't speak about it, at least someone is speaking for them and saying the truth and not just the headlines. They are speaking what is happening and what is being portrayed on the news. They're seeing the difference. They are speaking and saying, no, the headlines are wrong. This is actually what's happening, because this will attract more attention if you're saying something bigger is happening than just the headlines. The headlines are merely headlines. They attract people, but the people come and go. You have to talk about it and you have to capture the people. They have to see, yes, I want to talk about this, or I just want to read more so we're all aware of what is happening. Now, these conversations are meant to start, and they will start with your help, with everyone's help, and they are meant to spread. They are meant to spread to everyone around us. They're meant to spread to help people understand what is going on. And here are some stuff where you can where you can help. For example, we have so many links that help funding for Palestine. We have so many links that help Black Lives Matter. We have so many things that we can do, but we choose not to because we are being ignorant. We are turning a blind eye, and we're seeing the pain and the suffering of others and saying, well, it's not happening to me, so why should I help? Well, it may not happen to you, but if it continues, what if it spreads to you? What if it spreads to your backyard? You never know what will happen if you don't at least attempt to stop it. And if it isn't talked about, the further this goes on, the further the consequences, and it will somehow affect you. It will cause more destruction either to you, to them, or to anyone. So no matter how awkward you feel or how scary it may be to talk about it, it's better to speak about it than just turn away and say no, because you're rather trying than being ignorant. It's better to know that you did something or you attempted to do something, because you owe it to everyone around you, because this is not your life, this is the whole world. We can't live alone. We have to be in a community. Humans are known to be people that socialize, that come together. We can't be just apart from each other in our own small bubbles. We have to get away from the bubbles, because your bubble will be affected just because you're not speaking about it. So this is going to affect everyone, and even the youth will be destructed, and they will be always in the line of fire. But this was Talking About the Conversation for this week. This was Digital Perfection on 90s FM Radio with Gannatullah.
I am stuck on this couch, scrolling through my notes. Heart was broken, still not growing enough.
Waking up to headlines filled with devastation again. My heart is broken, but I keep going. Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me. Never lose inside, or the one I keep inside. Now I know it, yeah, I know it. You can't take my youth away, soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away, soul of mine will never break. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away.
It's hard to sleep at night, knowing what's outside. Feeling hopeless, I need focus.
You hit me with words I never heard come out your mouth. To be honest, I don't want it, no.
Pain, but I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me.
You can't take my youth away, soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away, soul of mine will never pay. As long as I wake up today, you can't take my youth away. You can't take my youth away. But I won't let it turn into hate. No, I won't let it change me.
Pain, but I won't.